Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled Gog and Magog versus the God of Israel. A background to Gog and Magog. We currently live in the church age, in which we are not told to look for signs. The church age began suddenly and signlessly, and it will conclude in the same manner. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Last days, in regard to the church age, is not to be confused with last days in relationship to Israel. General apostasy characterizes the last days of the church age, while specific events of the tribulation period characterize Israel's last days. The Bible tells of two end-time wars that relate to Israel. Gog and Magog, Ezekiel 38 and 39, will take place early in the tribulation period, while Armageddon will happen at the end. After the rapture of the church, God will go about restoring his reputation as the God of Israel, as seen in the destruction of Gog and Magog presented in Ezekiel 38 and 39. B. Gog and his coalition. Gog is the leader from the quote-unquote far north of Israel, corresponding to modern-day Russia, Ezekiel 38:15 and 39:2. And his coalition is made up of these. Magog, that is Central Asia, what we call the Stan countries, making up much of the former Soviet Union. Meshek, which is Turkey. Tubal, also formerly in the old days, part of Turkey. Persia, corresponding to modern-day Iran. Kush, corresponds to modern-day Sudan, Ethiopia. Libya, it's Libya. Gomer relates to Turkey. There's a segment of the old country now known as Turkey. Beth Togarma, also Turkey. So you can see Turkey is a major player here. Three designations in past history related to Turkey. Meshek, Tubal, and then Gomer and Beth Togarma. See the motive for Gog's invasion of Israel. To overwhelmingly seek to take plunder and booty. Ezekiel 38, 10, 12, 13, and 15 through 16. D, a possible scenario of how it happens. Ezekiel 38 and 39 should be understood in combination with Daniel 11, 40 through 44. Syria and Egypt will attack Israel, Antichrist's covenant partner at that point. Antichrist will respond by coming out of Europe and sweeping through the Middle East, way down into Africa. From there, he will hear of, quote unquote, trouble from the east, Iran, and from the north, Russia, Turkey. But before Antichrist can respond, Yahweh will intervene and destroy Gog and Magog. E, the timing of Gog and Magog in Ezekiel 38 and 39. The setting in Ezekiel places it after Israel is back in the land in unbelief, Ezekiel 37, and prior to the millennial kingdom, Ezekiel 40. It happens when, one, Israel is dwelling safely, Ezekiel 38, 8, 11, and 14. Number two, in accordance with what the prophets said, Daniel 11, 44, Joel 2, 20. And three, when Israel permanently comes to know Yahweh as their God. These factors show it must transpire after Israel's covenant with Antichrist. Footnote, some reason that based on the 7-year burning of equipment in Ezekiel 39:9, the war of Gog and Magog happens before the tribulation period. However, Ezekiel 39:22 and other exegetical data argue that it will transpire within the day of the Lord. F, God's last days debut. Previously, during the times of the Gentiles, God had provisionally and providentially preserved Israel while hiding his face from her. But in the matter of Gog, he will now again supernaturally reveal himself as her covenant-keeping God. Ezekiel 39:21 and 23-24. This is God's last day's debut to the glory of himself. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.